Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she heard three knocks at the door, but mom didn't hear them? Or was mom choosing to ignore them?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. So call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, and there's a lot there to listen to, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And I'm Carol Hughes. Joining me today is all the girls. We've got my sister Kathy and my niece Harper.
Hello.
Harper, how are you today, darling?
I'm good.
So we were just talking before we started recording this about the three knocks things. So it seems like there are a lot of stories where they heard three knocks at the door. Harper, did you, and you were looking that up, did you see anything about it?
Actually, yes, I did. It says superstition says if you hear three knocks and no one is there, it usually means someone is close to you or has passed away. It also is said that if you hear three knocks with no explanation behind those knocks, that someone you know has died or will die.
Because Kathy and I both had it happen in the haunted house that we lived in, hearing the three knocks, and nobody ever died. But there was one other thing that we came across once that was like, it's, what was it? Like, it's kind of telling you it's time for a change, or what was that?
And I think there is something to this concept of a knock at the door. Even in Christianity, they talk about knock, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And then it's Jesus at the door. And I think that we had a little song when we were in school, knock, knock, you know, in Sunday school.
It wasn't knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
No. That one.
Twice on the pipe.
No.
Means okay, go
the
ahead.
Answer is no. But, you know, I think it is this kind of idea that you're being called to do something.
Yeah.
Or to change or to, you know, called to service, called to lots of different things, or maybe to take you in a different direction. Because when the door opens, like we always talk about that, you know, when one door closes, another door opens, and the whole door concept, I think, is this idea of doors opening to you. So I think there's a lot of things to unpack with this knocking business. Now, I do think there are times it's paranormal, though, and well, there could be something creepy outside that door.
Yeah, and then sometimes people will hear it, and like when it happened to you when you were a kid, you said you had a really bad feeling. It happened to me. I thought it was just our neighbor girls, and so I went and answered the door. Something told you not to answer the door. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So I don't know. I think it could be a number of different things. What are your thoughts, Harper?
I feel like it can almost mean anything at that point. Like someone's trying to communicate to you, or something is about to change, or you have to change something. It can really be mean anything. But in most cases, it's usually like the paranormal trying to say something to you.
I agree. Like there's some kind of message for you. But then, don't you think, too, you, when it happens and you have a response to it, like a fear response, then I would not go answer the door.
Which is what happened to me mm-hmm. that one time. So, and I, like this voice told me, do not answer the door.
I think it could be, I'm with Harper, I think it could be different for different people in different mm-hmm. situations, right?
That's right. Well, what does our
Well, this is a call today. You guys ready?
We're ready.
Okay, here you go.
Hi, my name is Megan. I'm driving to work right now, and something happened really weird that I finally just decided I would call in and kind of talk things through. So I don't necessarily believe in everything. I wouldn't say I'm a skeptic, but I would say that I just don't like to admit things could be weird like that. But the first time I ever had something weird happen, I would say it was like 2 or 3 years ago, and it was when my older sister was still living at home with me, my family, and then my younger brother, and my parents were sitting in our living room, and my siblings and I were sitting in the kitchen, and then right down our stairs is our front door. It's not a small house, but it's a compact house, and the front door was open and it was evening, but we have lights all in the front yard of our house, so it's all very well lit, street lights, everything. And we were just watching TV, like nothing weird had happened. We were just like hanging out, and all of a sudden there were three giant hounds at our front door. And my sibling, to the point where I like jumped and I looked at my siblings and they both looked at me like, what the heck is that? And the hounds were with like such urgency, like somebody needed to get our attention. And we look at our parents who are sitting in the living room completely unfazed. They're closer to the front door. So we look at them and I'm like, Mom, did you not just hear that? Someone's at the front door. And my mom looks at me, she starts laughing. She's like, nobody's at the front door. And we're like, okay. And I look at my brother and I'm like, you heard that. And at the time, my brother was only 14 or 15. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, somebody's at the front door and nobody's going to go look. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just go look. And I was standing in the kitchen and I could look down the stairs at the front door and it was open, but no one was standing there. And I was like, okay, well, I live in a neighborhood where a bunch of kids, I go to high school with a lot of these kids, so maybe it's just one of them. So whatever, ding dong ditch. Okay, cool. So we went, we sat back down, we're watching TV, and it might have been like 20, 25 minutes later. And again, these same three loud hounds are at the front door. And I'm like, okay, so this, there's no way this is ding dong ditch because I was standing at the counter where the door was and I would have in my peripheral seen someone run up, seen someone standing there. We have a giant front glass door. There is no way I would not have seen something. And immediately when I heard, like maybe by the second pound, I was looking at the front door, nothing was there. But this was a pound that I could have heard from my bedroom across the house. That is how insanely like rattling these pounds were. And I like whipped around back to my siblings and they're both, my sister at this point, her face was white. And I was like, okay, is it coming from the back door? Like we looked at the back door. We have a giant like 6-foot privacy fence. No one can get in our yard. And I look at my dad and he's looking at us and he's like, what is wrong? And my brother's like, there is someone at the front door. And they're like, My mom finally rolls her eyes and stands up and looks at the front door and she goes, there is no one there. She's like, you guys need to calm down. There is no one there. I don't know what you think you guys are hearing, but it's probably the TV. And I'm pretty sure we were watching like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, like nothing that these pounds would have been causing our house to shake. And finally, I think my siblings and I like slept in the same room that night because we were so freaked out by it. And that was the first like weird thing that happened. But at that point I was like, it's just something weird happening, whatever. Maybe it's thunder. I was trying to find any logical reason for this to happen. And I couldn't, but I just kind of brushed it off as, you know, we're just being weird kids. We're our imagination. So the second instance that happened, and there were other little things that have happened in life that I've found reasons not to look into, but I have a 1.5 now year old husky. He is my absolute world. Like people say that their dogs are their kids. This dog is my child. I do everything for this dog. I found the best breeder. He's on the best foods. He's on any kind of vitamin he may need. My dog is healthy. I get my dog checked. I work at an animal hospital. My dog is healthy. And I like to listen to other podcasts just to kind of hear things. I like creepy things. I would never want to be faced with a creepy thing like I have been, but I like to hear about creepy things that happen to other people. And there was a podcast about demons and all that crazy stuff. So I was just for hours listening to this podcast, and I had a friend home from Florida and we were all going to go out to a bar that night. So I was getting ready and it was like early evening, maybe 7 or 8. And all of a sudden I was standing in my room and my vision started to get really dark. And to the point where I was like, am I about to pass out? Like, am I've eaten today. I'm not like diabetic to the point where I was like, am I going to faint right now? And I just kind of stood there for a second and I was like, well, I didn't get up too fast because I've been standing. And it was really weird. And it was to the point where I felt like I wasn't myself. And I was like, okay, well, that's really weird. It started to go away. And my dog was sitting on my bed and he was sleeping, but he sat up and was looking at me. And I was just looking at him and I was like, okay, well, let's go outside. Like, it's fine, whatever. And this was a couple of days after the 4th of July. And I let him outside like normal and I went back in my room. He's going to do his business. I was going to go finish doing something and go back and get him. Well, as everyone that has a husky knows, huskies howl. My husky doesn't howl because I got him really young. He never really learned how to howl. I tried to teach him, but that's just me being a dumb dog owner. But he doesn't ever howl. He barks, he doesn't howl. My dad had walked into the kitchen for something and all of a sudden he just said something to me that I didn't hear it at first. So I just kind of ignored it. And in the podcast, literally at that point, they said, you know, if you're too strong for a demon to get, they'll attack what means the most to you. And, oh, I got, like, the chills for a second thinking about that. But they'll attack what means the most to you. And I was like, that's such bullshit. Like, none of this is real. It's just creepy, scary stories to make kids go to church or go to sleep, whatever. And I kind of rolled my eyes at it and was ignoring it, and I just continued to get ready. And my dad, he's standing in the kitchen and he goes, Megan, your dog is howling. And I'm like, my dog is howling? I was like, it's not Renly. It's another neighbor's husky. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking there are no neighbors with huskies. But he goes, your dog is hunched over howling. And I'm like, okay. We were dog sitting my friend's husky, and I was like, well, maybe he stepped on his foot, hurt his knee, something happened. My dog's a huge baby. He throws a fit when it's raining. And I walked outside and I was like, oh, and I knelt down in front of him. I saw that he was hunched over. He was sitting, he was hunched over, and he was howling. And I was like, bud, like, what's wrong? And I knelt down in front of him. And as soon as I knelt down in front of him, he went into a full seizure, a full stiff as, and I mean, I work in an animal hospital. I've seen deceased animals and how rigor mortis sets in. And my dog was in a full seizure, stiff as a dead body. And it was the scariest thing in my life because I was helpless. I've seen seizures every day that I have been in practice. But the fact that I could not do anything for him to make it stop killed me, and it broke my heart. And I just sat there and I kind of pulled him in my lap, and he seized for about a minute and a half and he started to come out of it. And he went through the hole. He wasn't himself. He was barking. He was lunging. And then finally he had a look on his face where he wasn't looking. And this was when he was almost out of this hole, like post seizure phase, where he looked behind me. He didn't look at me. And there was a look of fear in this dog's eyes that I have never seen before. And he started to cry and he ran into my lap and just collapsed. And yeah, of course, I know people are going to say, oh, it was the seizure. He wasn't right in his head. I know my dog, and I could see in his face that he was not looking at me. He was looking behind me with fear in his eyes. And I took him to the ER that night. He spent the night at the ER, and they said he now has idiopathic epilepsy, which huskies can develop before they're two. So I know a lot of people kind of chuck it up to that. And of course I did it first, but I was the next few days I was sitting there just thinking, I felt like I could have passed out or I could have had a seizure that same night. And within a half hour, my dog had a seizure. So either I'm just really in tune with my dog, or something weird happened that night that I can't explain. And then the final thing was kind of what happened 15 minutes ago, that I was finally like, I need to call in, where I work the night shift, so I work from midnight until around 8 a.m. And I was standing in my kitchen, and by now my brother, he's going to go to college in a couple weeks, so he's at his friend's house. And then my sister doesn't live here anymore. She's engaged, and my parents go to sleep relatively early. And I was just standing in the kitchen, and I just felt like there were eyes on me. And I've never had that feeling before.
Oh, you guys, that's where it cut off. Like, it cut off right there.
Okay,
of interesting. Of course that's where it cuts off. I'm the it's best like, part
what?
Too.
What happened? There's eyes. What?
I think she got eaten by the eyes.
We don't know. Is she safe?
Yeah, dum, dum, dum.
Like, what's happened with this poor woman? There's 2.5 stories in that.
There is.
So the last one, let's address that first. Oh, my God, I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It ended in a very weird place. It ended in that place like, what? Are you okay? Like, it makes it even worse. Oh. So what about the three knocks thing? What do you think, Harper? Wasn't that weird that the kids heard it, but the parents are like, what are you guys talking about?
I do think that's weird. I feel like it was a message to the kids, not the parents. And that's like one of the main points of it. It's quite obvious. But it's one of those things, but like, why the kids?
And the parents, she said the parents were even closer to the door, and the kids heard it so loudly, like it almost rattled the house. It was that kind of loud.
Mm-hmm.
But the parents are like, you're crazy.
Well, and we've talked about this before, that younger people oftentimes are more sensitive
mm-hmm.
to hearing things. And we get a little bit more jaded, I think, as we get older, and we tune out. We put up walls, right? We don't let things in that scare us, right? We're not going to be afraid. So we build up these walls around us. And, you know, I think maybe there's just that element that young people are more open.
Do you think that the mom heard it and was just like, this is not happening? You kids are crazy.
I mean,
that's a possibility.
That.
It's a possibility, but I think about my mom and think, nah, she didn't hear it.
I know. Her mom was like, what are you kids talking about? You kids. She would always say that. You kids.
I'm with Harper. I think that it was maybe directed to the kids, or at least they were the ones that were open to hearing it.
I think it's so interesting with the three knocks, though. What's the meaning of hearing it then?
Yeah. And it seemed like it just was that one day that it didn't happen again, that like with the knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Because there didn't seem to be a pattern to it necessarily.
And we can't rule out the ding-dong ditch. We can't rule that out. Maybe somebody's good at that game.
Well, she said she felt like she would have seen them.
Yeah.
But then again, kids are pretty amazing.
And they don't usually knock so hard as to seemingly rattle the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe. Do you think there was anything with the dog and her, Harper? Do you think... Because she was having issues with her eyesight, kind of felt like things were going dark, like almost like she was going to have a seizure. Then her dog did have one, which is really weird, actually, when you put the two together. Do you think they were connected?
It's said in the story that if it can't attack you, if you're too strong for it, it will attack what you love most. And that's what I think happened.
She did say that.
You know, though, I will say with the seizure and the dog, because I have some experience in this, because my dog has pretty severe seizures every so often. And my dog has that exact same look, that I pick him up and he's looking at something beyond me, something up above me, something, and very frightened. He's very frightened.
Yeah.
And so that part, my dog has that too, when my dog has seizures. And it is creepy feeling, because it feels like he's looking at something, and you're kind of looking around your shoulder. You feel that, but I think that's just part of his seizures. It seems to happen with every single seizure he has.
So I don't know.
I like Harper's idea.
And I hope that lady is okay.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, let us know if you're okay. I wonder if it just timed out or something.
It did.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Okay. Well, let us know if you're okay and how this ended with the...
Whatever that last thing was.
Yeah.
They were watching her. We'd like to know what happened. So if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststoriesonline or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.